ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, brothers and sisters and dear listeners. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program Bridge, where we look at the supplication of Al-Imam Ali ibn Hussein al-Sajjad found in As-Sahifat al-Sajjadiyah. And we are up to supplication number 8, and we are at the first three vices, and we received, and we got up to al-hasad, jealousy. Where the Imam Salamullah alayhi seeks refuge in Allah from the hasad and jealousy when it takes over. We were specifically speaking about how can I and you control ourselves from hasad, from being jealous. Now, one always has to keep in mind that with jealousy, there are consequences. The consequences sometimes are personal, like we spoke in the previous episode, where one ends up harming himself by depriving himself out of comfort. And sometimes jealousy ends up devastating the society itself and the community itself. So the consequences are no longer personal, but they are social. And obviously depends on the type of the jealousy, one could create massive shockwaves of evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us two classical examples of those who were jealous, that their jealousy not only harmed them personally, but in fact it harmed the entire humanity until the Day of Judgment. First of which is Iblis, Satan himself, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curse him. With Shaitan, as you all know, when he was asked and ordered to prostrate to Adam, he refused. And his argument was that I am better than Adam. I am made from fire, Adam made from mud. Why should I pray to him? So there's a pride. The pride of Shaitan kicked in. And there was this jealousy. Why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala glorify him and not me when I was worshipping him for such a long time? I shouldn't be in that position, not Adam. And because of that jealousy and that pride, he was kicked out from the heavens and became the enemy of mankind. And you can see the destruction that Shaitan is wreaking, the havoc that he's wreaking on earth and on human beings. And we can see that. So that action, it might have been personal, but it ended up being a social and affected people. Let us take a short break, then we continue right after.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program A Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So we were saying that jealousy and being jealous, sometimes the consequences are no longer personal. You're not the one who's going to be affected. rather you will be affecting the entire humanity. The first example we gave is that of shaitan. The second example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us in the Quran is that of two brothers, Habil and Qabil. Qabil, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him to give a sacrifice, he gave one of his, the worst of his field. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Habil to give charity, he gave the best of his sheep. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted from Habil and rejected from Qabil. At this stage, when Qabil saw that Allah has accepted the sacrifice of his brother, his was rejected, jealousy kicked in. Now, he thought of a way to take revenge on his brother. And shaitan is there, so he had the accomplice. He had someone to help him and put the idea in his head. So he decided to kill his brother. And Qabil ended up killing his brother Habil. Now, this was a case between two brothers. But it's no longer a personal issue for Qabil. Now, Qabil has made an action that this action is being continued until our modern day today, which is killing and taking the life of the innocent. And Qabil was the first to do such an action. So this action echoes through history all the way until Day of Judgment. And Qabil will get a share of everyone who gets killed. So no longer the consequences of jealousy are just a personal matter, but you could end up destroying society altogether. And this is a problem that we should try to avoid. And sometimes we end up destroying families, we end up destroying reputation of other people just because we are jealous. Now, let us take a short break, then we continue right after.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So we're saying the consequences of jealousy are no longer personal, but they move on to society and they move on to the community. Now, how many times have families got destroyed and, started to dissolve because of a jealous person? That jealous person, for example, when he goes around and he spreads a rumor about someone's wife, someone's daughter, or about someone's, even a man himself, having illegitimate relationships with other females. And people usually, we are very gullible, and we believe whatever we hear without having to investigate or search or even ask. Or because sometimes those who are jealous are either close friends of ours, or sometimes they could be respected members of society, or people that we look highly at them. So sometimes we don't understand that they are jealous and they're making this up. We're thinking, no, it's true. So we don't do the search. So a person from that caliber could come along and spread a rumor about a person. And that person, when he hears, he will take it seriously and he will, act upon it. So how many times have we seen divorces happen because the husband, for example, might hear something about his wife, which is not true, only because someone who is jealous about them or from them spread that rumor? Or a wife leaves her husband because she heard a rumor from a woman who is jealous about her. And so on and so forth. And we see that society gets divided and becomes divided because we have sick people who have sickness in their hearts, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran. There are those who are sick in the heart. And those who are sick in the heart, they will not rest until they see the collapse of society, until they see the collapse of communities, until they see the collapse of households. And that's a problem. So you have to be very careful that with jealousy, not only a person will end up harming himself in this world, but also in the hereafter, he will come responsible for the destructions of many, many people. And that's something neither me or you want to have on our shoulders on the day of judgment. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد